And a good Friday morning. Hope you enjoyed your Thanksgiving. I'm Spencer Rivers, along with Jeff Street from Boss Services. Boss Services are raising the standard for heating, cooling, plumbing, bath solutions, and replacement windows. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
I am super amazing. How are you?
I'm all right. How is your holiday?
Filled with food and food and more food.
Yes, sounds like mine. Wow. Yeah. You know, I prefer Thanksgiving over Christmas because there really aren't any expectations at Thanksgiving.
Yeah. The expectations are real low. You're just going to sit home and eat, or, you know, go to family's house and eat. But yeah, that's the expectation. So yeah, it's I definitely prefer Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and we also found out that the more children that the relatives have, the more Christmas gifts you have to buy, and we finally had to put a halt to that. You know,
yeah.
There's only so much money available. You know, a 1-year-old baby doesn't care what you get him, if you get him anything. So
he's happy with a box.
Yeah. All right.
Yep.
We want to talk about a couple things this morning that you brought up. And you told me some things before we went on the air that I guess I was unaware of. Maybe you can elaborate on these Facebook scams you were referring to.
Yeah, and I'm surprised we haven't talked about this because it is a just an ongoing issue that, for whatever reason, I've never really thought to discuss until just a couple of days ago I thought about it. You know, I'm in a lot of Facebook groups for the local area, and probably, you know, a couple of times a week I see the duct cleaning scam or the carpet cleaning scam, and I see all these people, you know, saying, oh, I'm interested. And they don't realize that they're getting scammed. So, you know, I comment on them, and a lot of times after I comment, the post just disappears, whether that's the admins of the group deleting it or the posters deleting it to post it again someplace else. But the scam is, you know, they'll put out there, it looks like an ad. It looks like an ad for, a company, you know, just looking for work. But the key thing is there's no company mentioned in the description of the post. So the duct cleaning ones usually start out with believe my work, not my words. And then they go into the benefits of duct cleaning and it looks like a legitimate, you know, plug for duct cleaning. But, and then they've got, you know, before and after pictures and all that. And then just a random phone number. And then when you comment, I'm interested, you'll get the reply of, I sent you a PM. And really what they do is they collect half down to hold your spot. So they'll collect a credit card payment of half down to get an appointment for you, but then you'll never hear from them again.
No.
And it's pretty horrible. And they're usually out of state. The phone numbers that they're listing are 9 times out of 10, they're not local phone numbers. So the thing to look out for with that is if there's no company mentioned, ask what company they're representing. That's what I do. So every time I see one, I just, I jump on there and I say, hey, duct cleaning scams are just running rampant lately. It might have been an oversight when you posted this, but what company are you representing? I looked at your profile, and I don't see a company mentioned on your personal profile, and there's not one mentioned in this ad, so what company are you representing? And some of them will, if it's a legitimate company, they'll say, oh, yeah, I'm with, XYZ duct cleaning. And if they're not, then they usually just ignore you or try to create some other story of why they haven't mentioned a company. So that's the key thing to look for. And don't be afraid to comment on there, asking what company they're representing too, because 9 times out of 10, if it's a scam, that'll trigger that post to get deleted, and it'll probably save somebody some money.
Oh, man. Things people will do online. Jeez.
Yeah, and it's huge in our area, and some groups are moderated better than others. Some admins... some groups have banned duct cleaning posts completely, and others just don't moderate anything, so they never get taken down. And this is it's a nationwide issue. And we were talking a little bit before, we went on air. I've gotten 3 calls just in the last 2 weeks from people out of the state that have been scammed, and the scammers used our company's name. So, a guy just called us 2 days ago. Said, hey, I paid half down. You guys never showed up. And we said, okay, we start digging into it. He paid half down for tile cleaning, and he lives in Pennsylvania, or no, Connecticut. We had one from Pennsylvania too. And, you know, we went through the whole thing saying, I'm sorry this happened to you. Nothing to do with our company. You know, dispute the credit card charge, go to the police and file a police report because, you fell victim to one of the scammers. And it's sad, but it's happening every day.
Just wondering, if someone was in Pennsylvania and bothered to look you up, they would have known that you're in Michigan, though, right?
Yeah, and that's the conversation that we had, you know, and he completely understood that it wasn't us. So they don't advertise our phone number or anything. They just, you know, this is the company name. So he's calling, you know, everybody with the Boss Services company name. So there's a Boss Roofing out of, I think, Peoria, Illinois. There's a couple other Boss companies around the country, but not, you know, there's only so many called Boss Services, and we're not a franchise. He's calling all of them, asking for money, and finding out that, and I think we're the first ones that actually explained the whole scam to him and how it works and why he's probably not going to get his money back if his credit card won't. His credit card company told him that he couldn't dispute that charge because he didn't have a receipt. I told him to find a new credit card company because that's ridiculous. But yeah, it's sad. But yeah, we all have to help each other because not everybody understands. And they run this scam because it works. It's free money for them, but somebody's got to pay for that.
What is Boss Services policy if someone calls and wants something done? I mean, we do not ask.
Yeah, we don't ask for. We don't ask for half down to secure a spot. I mean, when we go out and quote an install, we ask for half down, but we've already been in your home. We've built that relationship. We've agreed to the purchase price and all that. So when we're doing a furnace or air conditioner or water heater or generator, if it's not financed, we do ask for that half down, but that's just because we have to order equipment. And a lot of times we can't return equipment that's custom ordered too. So, for a service call, for anything like that, we're not asking for half down to secure a spot.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Wow. Yeah, you got to be careful no matter what. Even a couple friends of mine on Facebook, I got that I already had, you know, they're my friends, and I got friend request, I believe it was the day before yesterday from them. And I said, and then I emailed and said, I think you got hacked because, you know, we're already friends, you know. So you get a friend request from someone you're already a friend with, you kind of go, uh-oh, you know, something's up.
Right. Yeah. And that happened to my grandmother's Facebook. She hasn't been on Facebook in, I don't know, probably 2 years. And somebody, you know, took her profile picture, created, you know, an account with her picture, her name and everything, and then sends friends request out to everybody. And I don't know what the end game on that is because I've never went down that road, so I don't know how that scam works. But yeah, I think ultimately they ask for money at some point. Hey, I'm in trouble. I need some money sent to whatever. But I don't know.
Okay. And the other thing you wanted to talk about, Jeff, was Cyber Monday. What is that all about?
Yeah, I mean everybody's out for Black Friday now. If you're not shopping, you didn't get up at 2 o'clock in the morning to go wait in line. I mean, is it really a holiday? We're participating in Cyber Monday. We've talked about our online store in the past. It is up and running. Filters, water heater installs, indoor air quality products, all that stuff. Memberships. It's all on our website, and you can buy it online. So we have Cyber Monday going on. So Monday, all day Monday, you can use the code, the coupon code Cyber, to take 20% off of anything on our website. So if you want a water heater, 20% off Monday. If you buy it on our website, you put that code in, and then our office will call. We'll call to schedule the install.
Can I use that for my walk-in bathtub?
We don't have bathrooms on there. Sorry.
I'm just kidding. You know, first thing. I always wanted a walk-in bathtub and get 20% off on that.
Yeah, because that is a custom job. We haven't figured out how to get that onto the site yet, but we're working on it. We're working on modernizing the HVAC and bathroom and plumbing industry and getting online shopping a normal thing.
Wow. Yeah, that's what a lot of people are doing now. It's, you know, you guys are on top of technology in more ways than one. And a lot of people, including myself, appreciate that.
Yeah, I mean, I prefer online shopping, and I would like to shop local online. But if not, then, you know, I'm probably going to do it out of convenience. And Amazon's my best friend, because I don't like going into stores. I'd prefer to shop online.
Okay. All right. Now let's move on to the best way to contact Boss Services.
We answer our phones 24 hours a day, 269-468-6682, or thebossservices.com. You can fill out a form. You can click through our online store. You can read information. We've got a pretty decent site that has just about everything you would need, and you can also nominate someone for the furnace giveaway.
And one thing that's really nice and probably very much needed is that if somebody calls Boss Services, somebody answers 24 hours a day.
Yeah, when you call after hours, you'll get a prompt to push 1 for to talk to a real live person, or press 2 to leave a voicemail. So if it's not an emergency and you're not expecting a call back, you can, you know, just hit 2, leave a message, we'll call you back the next business day. But yeah, if you're looking for after hours service, you push that 1, it's gonna ring to our after hours phone that one of our customer service experts that whoever's on call will answer that phone 24 hours a day.
And also on your website, you can chat on there too, right?
Yeah, we have a real live person chatting on our website. It's not, they do collect information because they are not local. Full disclosure there, they are an outsourced company, but it's a real live person 24 hours a day on our website. They chat you up. They answer any questions they can, and if they can't, they pass that off to us. But then, you know, we'll return a phone call on that, too.
Well, that's great. Hopefully you won't have too many after-hours emergencies during the holidays.
With the weather not being as cold, we'll see what December brings. But November's been pretty warm this year, so we haven't had a whole lot of after-hours heating emergencies, but we'll see what December brings. But Christmas Day, we're there for you if you need us.
All right. Thank you very much for the information on the Facebook scams, very educational, and the information on Cyber Monday. That sounds kind of cool, too. I'm glad you enjoyed your Thanksgiving, and we will speak to you next week, sir.
Yes, sir. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.